Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Andrea LaLama is our guest, and she's here to be interviewed tonight by Mike Adams, who's hosting InfoWars Nightly News. You can find Showtime's info streams, all of that, at prisonplanet.tv. Coming up in the next segment, I'd forgotten, she's the lady that went and got tests done, the epigenetics. Monsanto came in with threats. I mean, this is just amazing. And like she said, you know, Monsanto's not the only group. It is, Monsanto is just now kind of like saying search engines or Google. It's kind of the term you use just to describe genetic engineering. But getting more into traveling around the world, what will people find on your website, holisticapproachforautism.com?
Well, in the website, I describe my experience with my children, how they develop autism, how they recovered. I also put a lot of my hypotheses, a lot of my research is there. People can find out how I discovered to help my son with natural herbs and extracts and things that truly, truly work and it won't harm the children. Because when my son got diagnosed, the first thing I was offered by my neurologist was Ritalin, Concerta, I mean, and you name it, just pharmaceutical drugs to dope my son because they...
That makes the brain shrink, the heart expand.
Exactly.
Lowers IQ. What's wrong with that?
I asked them, I said, is this the stuff going to cure him? And they said, no, but he's going to be manageable. I'm like, I don't want to manage him. I want to cure him. He wasn't born that way. I have footage, video that can prove it to you that my son was developing normally until he got these five shots at one that trigger his autism. Because you see, once you have epigenetic changes by this poison, by these pesticides in your food, then all you need is these triggers like vaccines that are more poison that your body can defend from it anymore. You can create antibodies, you can detoxify from the mercury, all these pathways that we have inside are broken. And that's why our kids are developing autism. And that is being proven with genetic testing. So I was trying to prove this at that time hypothesis based on research, of course, but hypothesis because I have not been able to take my son to a lab and getting tested and prove the world and say, hey, here it is. You see, I show you. So what happened is I contact three different laboratories and I tried to do that. Trust me, I fought so hard to prove people that our kids are being hurt by
this. But they'd already been called. You don't test these
kids. Exactly.
Because we love you.
Exactly. I mean,
we're going to tell the story when we come back from break, but like give people kind of an idea of what happened.
They are freaked out. That's basically the point. I mean, laboratories are intimidated, but who knows who, that we cannot even test our children's stools or blood to find if they have BT toxin or pesticides in their system.
Because that's patented, just like the breast cancer gene.
You cannot touch it. You cannot investigate this stuff.
But that's bull. I mean, they can say
the poison.
Well, it was kind of like their crops infect other crops. You prove you bought your seeds, they infected you, but the court rules against you. Now you want to show that it's in your child's bloodstream, these chemicals and things, and they say, that's our chemical. You can't test for it. I mean, that's total violation of common law. That's pure bull.
Exactly.
Like if somebody patented cyanide and then you were poisoned with it, you can't test for cyanide now.
And when you go to other foreign countries to do these tests, like I was thinking to do, then it's completely denied here in the United States. You know, as soon as if I do something like that, they will start discrediting because it's not officially made in the
United States. But tell people what the one test you did get done did. I can't mention the name of the group when we come back. But ladies and gentlemen, the system is, I sit up here and joke about this because it actually hurts me. It's gallows humor. There's no doubt we're under a plague. There's no doubt we've had 53 million abortions. There's no doubt we've gone from 1 in 25,000 with autism to 1 in 50-something. There's no doubt cancer rates are all exploding. There's no doubt diabetes is exploding. There's no doubt that whatever's going on, whether it's on purpose or not, is hurting us. And we know it's on purpose. The globalists are eugenicists. They're obsessed. You know, these big GMO companies on record don't serve their own stuff in their own cafeterias. Their scientists won't eat it because they're eugenicists, ladies and gentlemen. They know full well what they're doing. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Andrea LaLama, a mother who heads up Holistic Approach for Autism.com. She's one of the, I'd say, top 10 people out there, mothers, really leading the fight, exposing that there's hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water, there's GMO in the food that grows its own pesticides. Now, there's major studies that have come out just recently saying it is epigenetic, it is getting into the DNA, it is leaking out of the gut. No kidding. I mean, I saw an article in the Washington Post last year, I covered probably five times on air, that had a headline where farmers are violating GMO planting rules and not planting a refuge for the bees and insects so that they'll have something to eat and not all die. I mean, they spray sodium fluoride on the crops to kill the bugs. It bioaccumulates, so it's a cocktail. So the vaccines go over the top, and then you add all this other stuff into it. It is a cocktail, and they know this is going on. The globalist, they avoid it. Let's turn her mic on. So in this segment, I'm going to give you the floor, break down what you discovered, the mercury, how it all ties together, what's going on, the labs you went to get it tested, and what Monsanto did. Break it down.
Well, basically, our Almighty helped me by letting me see the bees dying in my backyard. Suddenly, I had hundreds and hundreds of bees coming and dying in my backyard. And I was like, what is going on? So I started researching about the bees, and I discovered they have this neurotransmitter called octopamine. And I thought, what if the humans also have this octopamine and our children has it and they are being affected by this? So I contacted a couple of scientists, friends of mine, and they said, you know, Andrea, I never heard about it. I never knew about it. And I tried. I went to UCLA Medical Center.
They're just trying to put it on screen, and I was trying to get them to shrink it.
There it is. People can go to, they can just type reversing autism, one word altogether, and it will send them to my page, which is Holistic Approach for Autism.
Keep going.
And they can read there that octopamine is a neurotransmitter that is actually the main neurotransmitter the bees use for communication. The bees weren't dying. The CCD, the colony collapse disorder, basically is that the bees go foraging and they never come back home. And that's how I see autism. Our kids...
And I was reading, you developed this theory even before the German university did, and they've now found in several studies that indeed certain types of BT corn are directly linked to the bees just not knowing where they are. And just
exactly. The bees don't... It's autism. I'm sorry, but the bees are getting autistic.
It's the same
pattern. So that's why I believe God was in my side, because when I started studying the bees, I kept an open mind. I was not trying to make my hypothesis to fit and find something to corroborate what I was thinking. I totally went with a brain totally blank and not thinking about what I'm going to find, just research. And I find out that the biopesticides needed to fool the bees to eat the biopesticides, because the bees are so smart that a few got sick, they went back to the colony and says, don't go there, that field is full of poison. But also...
They're smarter than us.
Absolutely. And what happened is not just the bees were doing that, but other...
farm animals won't eat GMO.
Insects were doing the same thing. So what these corporations that are doing biopesticides are doing is they create these mercury fungicides and mercury pesticides to make them kind of like drunk. So when the insects fly to the field, they get first drunk, and then they get the biopesticide.
So that's what the fluoride does to us. Makes us drunk, and then they kill us so we don't notice. Very loving. They're killing us the same way. Yeah.
Horrible. I mean,
very loving.
The correlation of what they are doing to the insects to what they are doing to our children, it's horrible. It's exactly the same thing. So what happened is that once the bees get all these mercury and they get intoxicated by acetrine, is one of the ones they use, they can read the whole in detail with the chemical names and what I found it and with references and everything. And then they lose this octopamine, which is the main neurotransmitter for communication. So when they come back to their home, they feel that they make it, they can communicate to the other bees that something is happening.
Just like YouTube now breaks us into subgroups, so we can't communicate.
Well, that's
it's dumb us down, lock us down, starts hardcore soft killing. Don't let us communicate. Yeah.
You see, when you have a normal child like me, Alex, and you see this child out of the blue start losing its words, the words that he was speaking before. You know what it is for me not to hear my son calling me mom ever again? He couldn't even say mom.
Wow.
Okay? He lost it. He lost it. He couldn't ask for food. He was starving, and he couldn't say, I'm hungry. And then when...
Well, Andrea, there's too many people. We got to do something.
That's what I'm here. That's what I'm here for. But I really appreciate you supporting...
But I'm playing the part of Bill Gates. There's too many people. You know, we've got to get rid of your children. And my answer is, how about he gets...
Why?
Yeah. Well, how about Bill Gates gets off the planet?
Exactly. Die. You know, with all the money he has, he can make his own little rocket and send himself to living Mars.
That's a good idea, actually. Yeah. Like a Phantom Zone.
Exactly.
General Zod. Okay, keep going.
All these elites should do that. Just go with the elites.
I think they're actually planning that.
The elites?
Elysium, yeah.
Leave us alone. This world would be so much happier if they just take the rocket and go to the freaking moon. I bet you the moon is going to spit them out. I mean, it is...
Well, the real proof is they've all written books bragging they would do this 30, 40 years ago. Now they're doing it. They're here, and everywhere they're in control, this is happening. Where they're not in control, it's not happening.
Well, I mean,
Amish, you won't do this? No autism. People eating the GMO, taking the shots? Total autism.
Exactly. So those
keep going with what you found. Tell us about the people you try to get tested.
Well, what happened is after I find out all these answers for my child, I start putting on the internet. I create this Yahoo group, hell group, reversing autism. And the mother there says, oh, please, Andrea, what do we do? And I start sharing. And I said, listen, we need to prove that our kids have this. Help me out. There's a lab that is willing to test our kids. So I said, all right. We wait for them to call us back. 2 weeks went by. They didn't call me back. So I put the mothers, come on, moms. You rock. Help me here. Call. This is the number. Fill the answer machine. Make them call us back and explain to us why they are not testing our kids. Like, they agreed to do it. So the mothers rock. You see, autistic mothers with autistic kids will do anything.
They're battling back against the general's odds. So what happened next?
Well, the laboratory called me back, and off the record, that's why I'm not mentioning their name. They, off the record, they say, Andrea, Monsanto said that this belongs to them. It's their patents. We cannot test your son for these proteins in himself. We could get in a legal bottle.
So they put it in the food. They know in studies that people have done the test now. People
yeah.
have done the studies.
Well,
it's leaking out, and they say, you can't test for our poison in your child.
Exactly.
What a load of
bull. They poison you, and you cannot test to prove that the poison is in you. How's that? So you can.
Because they said so.
Exactly. And this was before even they passed this law that now they are protected from any suit. This was before that. I'm talking
just
about,
like the vaccine makers said, we'll carry out this operation, but give us liability protection.
Yeah, imagine. I'm chasing them since 2006. And I don't want money, and I don't want nothing. I just want them to stop hurting other children.
But there's too many people, Andrea.
Yes, I mean.
They're trying to help us.
Absolutely. I'm doing it for my kids. I promise them to make pay whoever caused this to them, and I will, to the teeth. I mean.
Wow, you mean you're going to defend yourself? That sounds even more extreme.
Oh, they have no idea when.
Two words, roll over. Give in to them. Henry Kissinger said use food as a weapon. Destabilize countries,
exactly.
Murder people en masse. What's
exactly.
wrong with that?
Exactly.
Henry Kissinger is a beautiful person.
But
he deserves to live. You and your family don't. Do you want to thank him for all he's done?
Let me tell you, he's an ugly man. I mean, he doesn't need to be replicated. Please don't. Man.
You know, we call him a super mass murderer, potato head, you know.
Yeah, he's pretty ugly. And so if something tried to replicate beautiful people, not just outside but inside, and he's ugly both ways, inside out. So
this time the cover does match the book.
Well, we need to start as a community. And the reason I'm here for today is I beg these mothers that are listening to me right now, doing this interview, to get united. Stop with the baloney and get united, and let's stop consuming GMOs. We could totally destroy them.
Oh, yeah. Monsanto last week was saying, be nice, stop, back off. No,
yeah.
You know, like the HAL 9000 when they're turning it off. If we just don't buy their stuff, it's over. We vote with our dollars.
Exactly.
That's why they want to bankrupt everybody so that everybody's so poor they can only get the stuff they'll basically give you for free.
Well, they do give you for free, you know. It's insane, but certain groups that, like I told you, the World Health Organization got the Starlink instead of destroying it when I gave it to the poor people in Central America.
Well, the World Health Organization has been caught in India and Africa and in South America going and adding a sterilant to the vaccines. This is on record.
Yeah, and it's more ugly that movie stars in Hollywood are supporting these.
I had our pediatrician who owned one of these, now retired. He owned the biggest pediatrician clinic in Austin, and they would not do vaccines if you wanted, but they did vaccines as well. And he called me aside. I won't say his name. And he said, let me tell you something. You know, we're supposed to continue education, you know, do some charity stuff at the East Austin clinics. And he goes, I refuse to do it. But he goes, they were giving them 1960s liquid the batch numbers with SV40 cancer.
Wow.
To the East Austin kids. I said, you got to go public. And he goes, you're a journalist. He grabbed him by the arm. And he goes, I just told you that off record. You can say you were told that by a doctor in Austin, but you don't say that. The guy had my arm. It's like a well-known doctor. There's probably thousands of people listening. The kids went to him. And I said, well, you got to tell people. And he said, nope. Just like doctor privilege, your journalist privilege, you do not repeat that. You know, that came from me.
That's the same thing that all these years I've been dealing with, Alex.
They give the kids in East Austin cancer.
Yes.
SV40 will give you cancer.
I don't know what the American people are waiting for. I mean, at this point, they are destroying our children. What else do you want them to take away from you? I wouldn't even care if they would have told me, give me your house, give me...
Exactly.
Money.
Why are we scared of Monsanto? Come after me. Whatever. I'm not going to be part of this. SV40... that then binds into your DNA and kills you 20 years later? And they're there giving them the kids. Here's your SP40. Bye-bye, Bluebird. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you'll love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
She'll be back on the Nightly News with Mike Adams tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Be sure to tell all your friends and family to tune in. One membership is good for 11 people. To log in with the same username, passcode, prisonplanet.tv. Please take advantage of that. Recruit people in to wake them up. Here's an article that was in the Prairie Advocate News. They posted a blurb of it up on planetinfowars.com. This happened 2 days ago. Bees resistant to Monsanto Roundup illegally seized by the Illinois Ag Department. Now, they claim Roundup's not even meant to kill bees. Because, of course, it does, because like, people want them pollinating. But somebody goes, wow, these bees aren't dying. This, you know, insects will become resistant and immune. Oh, my gosh, they seized them, saying it's the property of Monsanto. So I guess it'd be like if they patented lead and I shot you in the head, instead of me getting arrested, they arrest the corpse and say, because it has lead in it. And so, oh my God, don't want the people to find out what's happening here. You're not going to be able to stop all the bees from coming, you know, stopping you. They're going to become resistant, just like humans are. And but you're talking about what happened to the German scientists and others. They do not want you looking at what they're doing to you. I mean, why are the courts doing this? Because they own them.
Well, it's horrible. It's a totally conspiration against humanity. Because it was this Dr. Kass, this German scientist, who was actually conducting and dissecting the bee's intestines. And it was all over the internet when I got this information. Luckily, I saved it and I printed and I saved it on my hard drive. Now you can't find it anymore.
Because Monsanto owns the bee guys.
The internet.
They own the bee guys.
And he actually proved that these bees were dying because they had a lot of undigested proteins from these BT crops, and it was causing leaky gut to the bees.
Just like we're seeing incredible intestinal disorders skyrocket.
Exactly.
And Monsanto's now bought leading bee research firm after being implicated in bee colony collapse.
Exactly.
Oh, but there's nothing going on.
No.
And again, you look at Monsanto, their famous eugenics operation, and just everything else you can imagine.
And people refused me and said, oh, no, you cannot blame GMOs because they were introduced in 1996 for human consumption. Autism has been there since 1942. I'm like,
it's been skyrocketing.
Excuse me. Do a better research, okay? Don't defeat me on something that I became an expert on because of my son. Biopesticides has been on our field since 1929, and I can prove it to you. It's in my website, the reference on the book that I actually photocopied before. They probably disappeared the book from the
library.
Public library in LA.
Books don't exist. That's a conspiracy. In closing, you were pointing out, though, it's all sorts of other health problems. It's not just the autism.
Exactly. So people that are listening to this interview and they think, oh, boring, it's not my son doesn't have autism, so I shouldn't listen to this, then listen, then look at your kids again and why they have so many allergies to food. Maybe, haven't you asked that? Maybe the answer is in the food, not in your child.
Why are people more and more allergic to everything?
Exactly. And why they keep saying, oh, your kid is allergic, take Allegra or whatever. No, throw away that food and give the food.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're allergic, turn off your immune system.
No.
And then you turn your immune system off, you get cancer.
No, they say, if you are allergic, it's because of you. You're.
Oh, no. Now they're saying women are all getting breast cancer because they have bad genes. Your grandmother had the same genes and didn't get breast cancer.
Exactly. But
yes, you have the genes that when they put pesticides in your food, you die.
All these diseases that our children are having, they are turning it around and blaming on the parents.
Oh, I've had all the scientists on. What happens to guinea pigs, rats, and pigs in double-blind studies given these cross-species, BT type, the whole spectrum, is the same thing happening to humans. The difference is, they have a generation every year or so. We have it every 20. By the third or fourth generation, they're almost all sterile, dead, deformed.
Exactly.
My God, how are they going to cover this up in another 20 years, though, when like a genius can walk, a genius can talk?
Listen, another thing that it really bothers me is that these mainstream media and the people that support these companies keep saying the population, we have scientific studies. Are the population an idiot?
Let's just say, study, fluoride's good for you.
If somebody with a white coat tells you something, that is suddenly
Listen,
the truth.
Every year they say there are no side effects from vaccines, and then you read the insert and it says it can kill you.
Yeah.
They're lying.
What matters with autistic kids have done is go to the books. Grab a damn book. I mean, you can do it.
They've got mad scientists that are eugenicists that founded all these companies that are designing Trojan horse weapon systems. Do you have any doubt this is on purpose?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You think it's on purpose?
Oh, yeah. I have this. I trace it to who invented this BT toxin all the way to the Nazis in Germany. They were getting prepared for the war, and they started with a chemical war.
No, that's right. They said they're going to take over and then feed people poison food so they wouldn't know who was killing them. Because people resist if you line them up and shoot them. You're correct again.
So what happened is the war ended, and they didn't know what to do with it. So now what they did is they sold it to America to dilute it and use it as a
Because Nazis actually came from eugenicists here.
Exactly.
They were just coming back home.
Exactly.
All right, folks. can check out your website, holisticapproachforautism.com. She'll be on the news tonight, 7 o'clock. Be there, folks.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on it.
We're going to our guest here in a moment. Groped her and her associate by the slave training department, the Toilet Safety Police, also known as the Pedophile Potbelly Enforcement Bureau, I mean TSA. That is coming up here in just one moment. She's also going to Bilderberg and going to be doing some work for Infowars.com. We're going to talk to Ashley Jessica here in just a moment. And the new magazine just got in. That's right, the June issue, the Bilderberg double cover, yet again, Elite Plan Global Takeover. And on the cover, we have Herr Schmidt there in the Bilderberg meeting with a silver platter. If you're a radio listener, you can go to Infowars.com/show and see the free video feed. And I'll be going over this magazine at the end of the hour, flipping through it for all the viewers out there, Infowars.com/show. And that will soon redirect to Infowars.com/Bilderberg, where we have a special page set up for Bilderberg coverage. The coverage is already going on. There's already a bunch of news breaking there. We already have a bunch of big news. Can't believe how much we've infiltrated Bilderberg. We've got all sorts of connections. It's ridiculous. See, as everyone begins to hate the establishment and really figure out they are crooks, they are authoritarian, I'm going to blow the whistle. You're going to have whistleblowing intensify worldwide as people get the fact that, hey, the government really is evil. These corporations are monopoly groups. They're teamed up with government to destroy my future. And they've been trying to intimidate all these liberty lovers and persecuting them. I'm going to join them in the fight. And the intimidation will then actually backfire. So that's coming up. But here is Mitch McConnell, who, again, I don't fantasize that Mitch McConnell is going to save us. Hell, old Mitch McConnell tried to beat Rand Paul with Republican money and favored the banker-funded candidate in the Kentucky primary a few years ago. But Rand beat him, despite the Republican machine, and Rand basically talked to him behind the scenes, I'll just leave it at that, and said, look, you're not going to stop a freedom movement in this country. And the only hope the Republicans have is to stop being such complete sellouts. And Rand Paul has actually infiltrated them. They've not infiltrated him. And I've been told it's the same thing with Ted Cruz. That is yet to be seen. But I'm starting to believe it. And what I found is people just can't believe we can win. They can't believe we could reverse things. Well, my ancestors, all they did was win. Or they died trying. And I'm tired of this loser idea that we don't have any power and a bunch of globalist scum are better than us just because they've got the money. They've got the money through fraud. And they want to get rid of the free market and our ladder out of this so that they're up there and we're down here. Uh-uh. I want to empower all of humanity. So that's coming up. But here's Mitch McConnell being forced to say demand answers so they get the political support to impeach and prosecute. And I'm telling you, folks, people now know that the IRS is a collection agency for the Federal Reserve. People now know that the ultra-rich are all exempt. It's the end of these people if you want it, if you believe it, if you decide you have power. I know why the yuppies decide they don't have power and just kind of lay in the ditch. Because they don't believe you can do anything. They have low esteem for themselves, so they just say, I'm just going to enjoy life, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. Now, how about educate yourself, get informed, get involved. The animating contest of liberty is the stairway to the stars. And then eat, drink, and be merry in your off time. Work hard, play hard, win, win, win. You're not happy because you're jellyfish. You're not happy because you're seething with weakness instead of seething with power. And I mean love and goodness and also a healthy dose of being a little crazed. That's what it is to be human. That's why they want you dumbed down and sedate, because they know our natural order, and they sure know the people that colonized this country were some of the most crazed, wild-eyed, intelligent, free people out there. The globalists fancy themselves as cultured wild men. They are not. They are cultured scum in a culture of cess. We are the future, but we, the people that have empathy and care and who have goodwill, we must also tune into our resistance side and our animal war side to wage war with information and with focus and intellect, but with an overdriving electrical charge of annihilation against the enemy. Crush them. Crush them. I mean, that's all you've got to do is decide you are the future. I'm just sick of all this scum sucking off of us and then telling us it's a favor because they can't believe they've gotten away with all this. They're scared of us, and they want to stick their hands down our pants to break our will. We're going to our guest here in a moment because she's got a split in about 20 minutes to go to her college class. But right now, let's go ahead and go to Mitch McConnell. This is the type of TV ad we need to see. This is the type of stuff that will defeat the collectivists. If we don't defeat them, they're going to use their mass of dumbed-down serfs to take our guns, our property, our children, everything. They hate those of us that are successful. The minions of the globalists and the globalists themselves. We're stuck between corrupt elites that are threatened by goodness and beauty and honor and strength and real power and giant masses of thumb-sucking scum who are victims and handicapped, basically, that I want to empower. But we may not be able to empower them. So we've got to take over the system now. We either take the system back or we're slaves. And I am not getting on my knees to suck the boots of lesser men. You understand that? I want to be able to be in a free society and be involved in free expression and free society and hang around who I want and live where I want and do what I want and worship what I want and build what I want and not have a bunch of scum on my back. Let's go to this clip and then we'll go to our guest.
Hear from Republican leader of the U.S. Senate, Mitch McConnell.
Again and again, this administration and its allies have used the resources of the government itself to intimidate or silence those who question or oppose it. I don't know about you, but I think that the leader of the free world and his advisors have better things to do than dig through other people's tax returns.
A number of Tea Party groups had complained, and Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell wrote to the IRS to complain that they were being harassed.
There's absolutely no targeting.
2012. Here, dozens of Tea Party affiliated groups across the country learned what it was like to draw the attention of the speech police when they received a lengthy questionnaire from the IRS demanding, listen to this, demanding attendance lists, meetings transcripts, and donor information.
Now, what they're trying to do is intimidate donors to outside groups that are critical of the administration. They've got the IRS, the SEC, and other agencies going after contributors.
The Internal Revenue Service admitted today that some of its employees targeted conservative political groups.
This is outrageous.
I told you this years ago, folks. This
is
a conspiracy
theory. Using the Internal Revenue Service to target.
There is a culture of intimidation throughout the administration.
IRS began singling out Tea Party. You have any kind of conservative leaning, background, affiliation, they're going to target you and come after you. This is a speculation.
Well, yeah, they take their kids.
This still
they arrest homeschoolers.
These are the things that drive the Obama economy, and they drive an ideological agenda that, as we have seen again and again, has little regard for those who dissent. No president from either party is more powerful than the Constitution of the United States.
Today, Lerner will invoke her Fifth Amendment right and refuse to answer questions.
I will not answer any questions or testify about the subject matter of this committee's meeting.
Didn't know at that time.
I am not aware of that.
I don't know. I don't know. I have no memory of anyone doing that.
I didn't know that.
I'm not personally responsible. Do you believe it is illegal?
I don't believe it is.
But when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
What does the president believe? Does the president believe that would be illegal?
The law here, well, the law is irrelevant.
The law is irrelevant. Intimidation, retaliation, secretive.
Our enemies, and we're going to reward our friends.
Yeah, we'll go after our enemies, reward our friends. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's the issue. If the Republicans actually burn Obama for this, it will set a precedent where they can't get away with it. I got to say, Republicans don't usually use the IRS against people since Nixon. And that was about 100 enemies. Folks, everyone I know that's a pro-lifer, a pastor, even people that are pro-government get audited and told, watch what you say and we'll leave you alone, to scare people. This is the essence of oppression. Some of those IRS people, including the IRS director, you know, Aaron Dykes and the crew went out a few years ago when they did a press conference and they intimidated him and tried to send police after him for asking questions about the Federal Reserve being private. These are people that bug their eyes out at you and try to have men in black intimidate you because they know what they're doing is wrong. And that's what the TSA is all about. Our government publicly runs Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria now. That's on record. And finally, you know, Rand Paul's talking about it, saying, why are we funding Al-Qaeda? And then when you go to the airport, they single out, I've seen it, attractive women especially. Or if it's guys that are, you know, walking around Nelly as it gets, you know, they see guys they like, they single you out. And they literally salivate when they do this. Now, others don't like doing it, but it's, quote, their job. They'll do fake pat-downs. I've seen it done. I've had it done in my crew where they act like they're touching you and going, I don't like doing this. They actually talk under their breath, like ventriloquist. Oh, I hear you. I don't like this. I'm a listener. It's just a good paying job. We want to unionize. We don't want to have to do this. I've been told that scores of times. But it doesn't matter. The supervisors are the ones that get off on it. And her story from Infowars.com went viral. Dozens of newspapers picked it up. Anti-TSA activist, TSA agent groped my vagina is the headline. Woman complains of sexual molestation after frothing TSA opt-out protest. After fronting TSA opt-out protest. But the point is, an activist who I guess Watson wrote this, I guess it's a British way to say it, an activist who fronted a national TSA, kind of led a national TSA opt-out campaign last year, has released a video of a pat-down during which she accused the TSA agent of touching her. And now that video has gone viral and has been picked up again by New York Daily News, the Daily Mail, you name it. But she was then interviewed by several TV networks, and it never aired. And the point is if they can take your kids to a private room or take your kids and pull their shirt off or grab their groin or even go in your pants and then deny it or then say it's okay, and then Texas tries to pass a law saying you can't do it. Huffington Post covered it. Ashley Jessica, student activist, says she was violated during TSA pat-down in the video. They all picked it up. And then if they can normalize this, they can get away with it anywhere. The highways, the roads, you name it, and it's now starting. It's about government treating you that you're all suspects, you're all criminals. This is what prisoners have to be groped like this in medium and maximum security prisons. So this is turning everything into a giant prison with Walmart telescreens saying watch your neighbors. And so we take you now to Ashley Jessica. Ashley, thanks for coming on with us. What do you make of this becoming a big story? And then what do you make of CNN and others interviewing you but not airing it?
I'm completely in shock that this has become such a big story because of all of the other abuses that the TSA has engaged in over the past few years. You know, where was the mainstream media coverage when the TSA was humiliating cancer survivors or exposing people's breasts, you know, puncturing people's urostomy bags? Like, why wasn't that completely blown up in the media? I feel like they are latching on to this. They're trying to make it seem like I've blown everything out of proportion. They're overstating the claims that I have made about this. All I said was that she touched my vagina. You can clearly see her hand make contact with that area in the video. After she does it, she says, I'm going to explain to you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go all the way up your leg until my hand meets resistance. It's going to hit first and then come back down. She's very vocal about what she's going to do. Basically, this is a pat-down that happens quite frequently. This isn't anything out of the ordinary.
Oh, no, I've witnessed people grab, you know, Jesse Ventura's genitals, and then even what really made him mad was go back, you know, into his gluteus maximus. And people say, oh, you ought to pay for that. It is a violation. If somebody did this to you in a park, they'd get 15 years in prison, but they're doing it to make sure there's not a Bin Laden in your pants.
Exactly.
Ashley, is Bin Laden hiding in your underwear?
No, he is not. They actually didn't find him during the search, shockingly enough.
Well, every criminal says they're innocent.
Right. And they haven't found any weapons in women's underwear, or anyone's underwear for that matter, with all of these rope downs and all of the enhanced security that's been implemented.
Have you ever gone through it where they're clearly enjoying it?
Last year in Virginia, I had a TSA agent who ordered me around like a prisoner. It seemed like she was enjoying the power of it all. She was the one who told me she's going to touch my behind over and over again until I don't flinch.
Oh, no, it's bizarre.
It's completely bizarre.
I mean, I had a guy pat me down, and, I mean, he was just ready to go. I mean, it was just smacking, talking to me in my purring voice, and I was just like, this is beyond bizarre. I mean, it's incredible.
It is. And, I mean, these TSA agents, they were polite. But she still touched my vagina with her hand. So some people are saying, oh, you know, they were polite. You're making too big a deal of it. I don't care how polite you are. That is a violation.
Well, Miss USA said they went in her pants and in her body and broke down crying. They've had airline pilots till they revolted and said, we were allowed to fly the plane. You're going to do this to us. You know, their union said no, so they quit. They had guys going, having to go home and having to vomit. Because it is. This is a form of rape. That's what it is.
It's completely out of control. I'm in shock that this is considered normal. To even have to be searched. If innocent people are being searched without probable cause, then we've headed into tyranny.
Well, listen, Jesse Ventura is a really nice, I've got to know him really well, but really aggressive guy. And, you know, a normal aggressive guy is not going to have some man putting his hand up. And Ventura's like, I'm leaving this country, East Germany. Because it's normal to not want someone to literally go in between your butt cheeks. I mean, I'm sorry to have to talk like this, but it's weird. I mean, it's weird.
it's bizarre. I mean, I've been getting so much support and so many people thanking me for doing this, but other people are saying, because I was filming the pat down, I was instigating it, I was looking for trouble, which is completely not true.
Well, it's a good thing you were wearing baggy pants. If you were wearing a skirt, they would have said you were asking to be raped.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. People have said things like that before.
Don't wear lipstick, honey. You're the one asking for it.
Exactly. Saying I'm asking for attention by this. No, I had my camera rolling because last year in Virginia, as soon as my brother turned on his camera, everything changed. I was given a very respectful pat down on camera in which she didn't even come near my private parts. And she said, when we opted out, she said, I just have to let you know that you're going to be given an extensive pat down and I'm going to have to go all the way up your leg with my hand.
That's right.
Until the thigh meets the torso.
That's right. Go to the radiation machine. Let us save the naked image, which they've been caught doing. Or let me look inside your area.
Right. So, of course, after she said that, I'm going to want to film, and I'm going to want to warn them.
No, but you're even responding to the trolls. That's why the mainstream media is dying, because they're attacking a woman, having her private parts grabbed, and everybody knows this is wrong.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Coming up, I'm going to get to the latest on the economy, the latest on IRS, Spygate, Benghazi Gate, your phone calls in the next hour. Then we have an in-studio guest who was censored by Facebook, but Bill O'Reilly thinks that's just great and says they should censor the alternative media more. And then I'm the person that needs to be censored, number one, because I'm angry. I'm angry about all this corruption. I'm trying to get people motivated. That's just terrible. We should only watch MSNBC and Bill O'Reilly. That's right. Rachel Maddow and Bill O'Reilly, they're all attacking. They've got Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, not even so much Esquire. I don't know they've done that. GQ. Man, I'm getting called by all sorts of people that have known me over the decades. Well, I'm getting all these media calls. I mean, they're like, dig something up. And I have nothing to be ashamed of, folks. Whatever they dig up, if they spin it or whatever, it's not true or it's exaggerated. And I sit there and think, what have I done? What's wrong? And I'm like, it's the opposite. If people knew my past, my history, it sounds like a movie. And so it's like, well, they're just going to discover. Anyways, the point is that the new magazine is out. And I'm going to cover it in the next hour for TV viewers and radio listeners. But it's the double cover, Bilderberg edition. You can see the cover at InfoWarsStore.com with the head of Google on the cover. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it at that. Going back to somebody who I just love the work she's been doing on so many issues. Ashley Jessica has helped lead the national opt-out demonstrations the last few years. That's what Watson means by fronting in his headline, fronting the national opt-out. And if they can get away with the TSA, they can get away with anything. Now, Ashley, I've been throwing out some of the points here. Your YouTube is youtube.com/user/ Miss Ashley Jessica. And your Twitter is Ashley Jessica. So twitter.com/ Ashley Jessica. But what are points you think are important to get across here?
First of all, one thing I want to say is that, you know, sometimes they only just have the metal detector line open and they shuffle people through that. People go through, you know, no problems. And then suddenly they decide certain people need to go through the scanner. And if they don't go through the scanner or get patted down, they're suddenly a security risk. It's a completely arbitrary process. It's nothing more than security theater. It's just completely out of control. The main point is that we cannot normalize this type of treatment. There is no excuse for people to be putting their hands anywhere near someone's private areas in the name of protecting national security.
Well, it makes you all guilty now. Again, it's prisoner training, and the government runs Al-Qaeda now. You know, I'm thinking about a national demonstration with a fact sheet with mainstream headlines about the government funding Al-Qaeda, running Al-Qaeda, protecting Al-Qaeda. So that, and then hand those out at the airports, like you've done. You've led protest handing out info at the airport.
Exactly. I handed out flyers about the health risks associated with the body scanners. Some people think now that because the backscatter scanners are going to be phased out, that the millimeter scanners are safe. And the TSA tells everyone, she told me she's required to tell me that it gives off less radiation than a cell phone. But in fact, it has never been independently certified as safe for anybody. And the independent research shows that the terahertz radio waves can unzip DNA. So that doesn't sound too comforting to me. I don't want a chance going through that.
And again, remember 4 years ago when I started really focusing on this and Drudge started posting the articles almost every week or sometimes every day, mm-hmm. and it became a big national story, they would say, we're not groping anybody. We don't take old people in private rooms and strip them. We don't make old people get out of wheelchairs that can't walk. And it was video after video showing how they're liars. It is a criminal takeover.
Yeah. And I get emails from people who are rape survivors telling me that they're afraid to go to the airport because they don't want to be touched like that. Imagine how triggering and re-traumatizing that can be for someone who is a victim of sexual assault.
They've had top psychologists say it's training little kids to be touched. You teach them, don't people touch you unless it's a perv in a uniform. And there's the videos of them stripping little kids, going in babies' diapers. This is a joke.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates,
results. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.